Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I've been teaching a parenting class recently for the parents of children 3 and younger. I love teaching parenting to parents of little ones. It's such a wonderful opportunity to get everything off on the right foot and to head off problems later on. One exasperated young mom told the group, "My 3-year-old daughter just won't take no for an answer. If I say it's bedtime, she wants to stay up later. If I say no cookies before dinner, she whines and screams until she gets one. We're always arguing. Why is she such a brat?" "That's right," I said the B word. "They're brats because they won't listen to their parents," which, by the way, actually means that they just won't do what you say. We call these parenting battles power struggles, and I don't know of a single parent who's completely escaped them. Here are some ideas to consider. First, young children are hardwired to explore. Everything in their life is a science experiment, and guess who the laboratory rats are? That's right, parents. Children are always making decisions about how life works and how to get what they need or want. Especially in early childhood, children are discovering their own power and autonomy and developing the ability to make their own plans. Parents and teachers are just big people who get in the way of what me wants. When parents can learn not to take all this limit testing personally, to give calm, clear choices, and to make room for appropriate exploration, things usually improve. Here's the bigger problem, though. Parents are great at setting limits, but they just can't seem to follow through. We say bedtime now, but we can't handle the crying and pouting, so we say, well, just 5 more minutes then. And like the young mom in my class, we say no cookies before dinner. But when a tantrum erupts, we relent and we hand over a cookie just to keep the peace. Now be honest. In fact, be a child for a moment. If a parent says no, but you learn that no becomes, oh, okay, every time you pitch a fit, what will you do when you hear the word no? You got it. Children often learn that parents don't really mean what they say, that parents will give in with the right amount of whining, screaming, pouting, and crying. And voila, the birth of yet another power struggle. Keeping the peace in your home means understanding the power of early childhood development, but it also means learning to set reasonable, fair limits and to follow through. Yes, your child will be temporarily unhappy, but she needs to learn that you actually mean what you say and that you can follow through calmly, with dignity and respect for everyone. If you can learn to follow through, to make no mean no, you'll discover that peace is possible. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.